One The Zone, sponsored by EPB Fiber Optics. Listening to Press Row on Chattanooga's sports leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone and ESPNChattanooga.com.
And welcome back into Press Row here in the Platinum Financial Funding Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Paschal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing today's show. Hoping everybody out there is having a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. This 3 o'clock hour of Press Row is brought to you by Heavenly Wings, with locations at Brainerd Road and 3rd Street to serve you. All right, it's a pleasure to be joined again by a good buddy and Press Row alum, Russ Huseman, the coach of the UTC Mocs. Coach, how are you today?
Doing good. How you guys doing?
We are doing fine, thank you. We had a quick question for you before we fired away. UTC being picked first today in the SoCon Media Days, 29 of 30 media members, 7 of 8 coaches. Explain the coaches. Were you allowed to vote for your own team?
No, we were not. We weren't allowed to vote for our team in the polls or our players for all conference.
Oh, and so Jacob was on every ballot but one, too, correct?
I don't know about that.
Well, Mrs. Huseman's going to want to know. You're going to need to get those ducks in a row.
Well, I don't know about that, but it was kind of a day. You know, the guys that got on it, we probably expected with Keontae Davis and Josh Freeman and Lucas Webb and Kevian and those guys, you know, being first team, and then Jacob and Corey Levin on offense. So you kind of anticipated that was going to happen today.
All right. Did you vote for Mercer or did you vote someone else?
To win the conference?
Right.
Yeah, I voted for Samford.
Samford. Okay. Okay. Why would you pick Samford over Mercer?
Well, Samford's got a real good team. They got a lot of guys coming back. They got a fantastic quarterback coming back, and a lot of things that are positive. I think Coach Hatcher will do a great job there. But there was a lot of teams. I mean, I think Western can be really. I think a lot of teams can be good in this league. You're going to have to come to play every week to win football games.
All right, got to ask, we're talking to UTC football coach Russ Huseman, the fact that you're not only picked first, but you're an overwhelming pick. You've been through this. How much do you draw from last year's experience going into last season? I mean, do you even change a thing as far as preparing for what lies ahead as far as the Southern Conference race?
We got a program and a system. You tweak it every year, whether it's offensively, defensively. You know, what you do in camp, not much different. We've been doing the same thing for a long time. And, you know, I learned from some pretty good coaches, you know, some of the best ways to run camp, to what you do week to week, how much you hit. You know, you got to have a feel for your football team. Obviously people picked us first because we got some good players coming back. I don't think there's a question about that, but you know, I think the league's going to be really, really strong this year, and it's not going to be we won't run through it like we did last year.
You've got a situation right off the bat with Jacksonville State that looks like a top 10 FCS showdown. Given what you were just saying about having a lot of good players back, the way you finished last year, getting to the quarterfinals, the fact that all summer long your kids have read that they're 8th in the country, 5th in the country, whatever the publication may be, you can either ease into a season or play a heavyweight right off the bat. You know what you've got this year. Is this a good year, given the expectations, given what, you know, people on the outside are saying, to play this kind of monumental game right off the start?
I think when you play a great team like Jacksonville State, a team that's, you know, they're picked to win their league. They won their league last year. They got a lot of really good players coming back. You know, I think it helps motivate your players throughout the summer and the off season, through spring, knowing that, you know, that test is right there to begin with. You know, it's going to be a hard test for us, but we got them at home. And, again, I think, you know, we learned a lot last year during that football season. Our guys have worked really hard this summer. You know, we're going to need a break or two to win. They may need a break or two to win. I think it's two pretty evenly matched football teams. It's going to be a great, great game. And, you know, hopefully we can come out on top this year.
You're listening to UTC football coach Russ Huseman here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Coach, did you have a good summer, and are you excited to get back to work?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. You know, we've been in the office the last couple weeks. You know, we go out there on Tuesdays and Thursday with the team, you know, for 30 minutes and do some position-specific stuff. So we've kind of been around the guys here the last couple weeks, which is fun. We enjoy that. Yeah, I mean, I can't wait for it to get cranked up now. I got the itch going again, and I know our players are probably sick of the summer by now and ready to report and get going. You know, we got to have a great camp. You know, just like everybody else, we got to stay healthy. You know, we got to make sure our good players are showing up on Saturday, and, you know, we'll figure out the best way to do that. But I like our team. I think the best thing – one of the best things we got going is our team likes each other. I think they play for each other, and that's a hard obstacle to overcome, you know, for people to play for each other, not for themselves, to have great team chemistry. I feel really good about those things.
I know you believed it, and you believed it deep down, and you and I have had this conversation about the process multiple times. As you're driving back from media days, I'm not going to use the word gratifying because I know you've got bigger goals, but is there a sense of pride that you are the hunted in this league, a league that's renownedly viewed as one of the top leagues in the FCS, and UTC is saying come and get some?
Well, if you remember when I first got here, you know, I said Appalachian State has the bullseye on them. That's where we want to be. We want to have the bullseye on us. And if you've got the bullseye on you, that means you're winning. That means you've got an established program. And, you know, I think we probably will have a bullseye on us. I don't think anybody in this league thinks we're unbeatable. I guarantee everybody we play probably will think they can beat us. And that's the way they should think. You know, when App was in their heyday, I think sometimes people didn't believe they could beat them when they showed up. But we wanted to get our program to that level. Now, we're not close, obviously, but I think we're building a program to where, you know, we expect to win and moving in the right direction there.
UTC picked first today in SoCon Media Days ahead of Samford and Western Carolina. Wofford and Furman were fourth and fifth. Mercer, the Citadel, and VMI, sixth, seventh, and eighth. Coach, I got to ask, I opened with Mercer at the top. They gave you your closest game within the league last year. Are you surprised they're picked sixth? Because wasn't that a pretty young team last year?
Yeah, they were young, got everybody back, obviously. Starting to program up. I think Bobby does an unbelievable job there. They've got really, really good players. They're going to be scary for a long time, starting with this year. You know, I don't think they were really good and probably lost a lot of close games, us included. And maybe as people look back at that, thought, well, are they there yet or not? But they're going to be a dangerous team this year. And I think they're going to be a team that's going to compete for championships for a long time.
Well, Coach, congratulations. I know today doesn't result in any wins or losses, but it again, we've all lived through the times here where it was either UTC or Western Carolina that was picked seventh or eighth. There was that not-so-glorious run of UTC football that actually wasn't that long ago. So it is refreshing to see not only UTC picked as a favorite, but an overwhelming favorite. I know that puts no pressure on you whatsoever, but we thank you, as always, for joining us here and talking some UTC football here on Press Row.
Hey, I got about four more hours in the car here. You want to keep talking?
Well, brother, you coming in here and going to sit and join me for an hour face-to-face.
I appreciate y'all having me on.
Thanks, Coach. Coach, thank you. All right. UTC football coach Russ Huseman, the Mocs picked 29 out of 30. But media members pick UTC first, 7 out of the 8 coaches, only because the coaches aren't allowed to vote for their own team. 648-1051 is the Hardee's hotline. As we open that back up, you're listening to Press Row here in the Platinum Financial Funding Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone.